Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's hit some phone calls here. 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Why are you not excited about the Phillies? Why are people not running down to Citizens Bank Park and buying tickets? Tell us why interest is down in the Phillies. Anthony, South Philly. Hi, Ant.
How you doing, guys? Great show.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Thank you. What's up, buddy?
All right, I could sum it up in a nutshell.
All right.
We lack a superstar. Other than Aaron Nola, who pitches every fifth day, who else do you go down here to see?
Yeah, I said that earlier.
Yeah.
I said that, man. I'm like, the lineup lacks star power. There's no star power in the lineup.
Yeah, back in the day, we had Utley, Howard, we had Victorino, we had Worth, we had Rollins. I mean, there was a slew of guys we went to go see every night.
Yeah.
Now, it's like whoever's hot that night is the hero, but we don't know who that's going to be every night. It's just like a lack of star power.
Yeah, it's a great call. Did Taz during the break say the personality? There's not really a strong personality on this team other than the manager right now, Anthony. It goes to the star power.
We have nobody to identify with on that team right now. Nobody.
It's a good call, man.
Plus, we're also coming off a high with the Eagles, so we're kind of content, but... That's the bigger issue is the lack of star power. We need that big name free agent or trade. We got to get somebody in here.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yep.
I agree with you.
Tell me, we need that trade, Anthony.
Ant, you got tickets, man. Hold on a second. You get a pair of Phillies Padres tickets. Good call. You know what he said? And this is what Taz said. The Eagles won the Super Bowl, and people are literally, not that they don't care, but they're much more carefree.
No, you can say they don't care. They don't care.
There were some people pissed at the Sixers losing, right?
Yeah.
But they were still a little bit more carefree than we normally would be.
And the thing with the Sixers is that when we finally came out of that cloud in March from the Eagles, the Sixers were already in playoff mode.
They were good. They were good.
And they were rolling. So it was easier to jump in, whereas with the Phillies, you got to endure the whole season. They got to build up. We got to get through coconut oil. We got to get through the first half of the season. I ain't like that.
I still, I was going through my phone, right? And I was trying to take so many pictures. I'm trying to delete the pictures that I don't need. I have duplicates. And for whatever reason, I saved it. The picture of Gabe in the Speedo.
Oh, my God, bro.
All oiled up.
It's like, been in your phone? Man, don't let me find out. You
know what? I don't know if I deleted it.
Staring at Gabe at night while you're in the bed, man.
No, I think who did I show it to? I didn't show it to Merrill, but I was showing it to somebody. It was an Eagles night.
Right.
And I was like, look at the manager of the Phillies. They're like, huh? What's going on here?
Is that a manager or a player?
Yeah, really.
No, the manager.
It's the manager. Yeah.
Gabe, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, you got to get through all that, and we're not even past the trading deadline yet. We haven't even gotten to the All-Star game yet.
So is it still a little too early? Are we going to see this kicked into higher gear if they're still winning the last week of July?
I think so. Listen, man, I'm telling you, that trade deadline gets here. They trade for Manny Machado, Cole Hamels. It's on.
Oh, I agree with you there.
Yeah, it's going to be on. Yeah.
I agree with you there, and that's why I think that it's true that interest is down across baseball. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But if this team was exciting and winning, you wouldn't have empty seats like we're seeing right now.
Yeah.
You just wouldn't. All right, let's ask Sean in Quakertown. Sean, what's your Phillies interest level right now?
Mine's actually pretty high. My main thing I think is going on right now is I think it's a generational thing. About a decade ago, you think of like 06 Phillies. I was in my early 20s. I was going down to the games on the fly. You know, it was a nice day out. Now we don't have that. Like, you have the next generation coming up. The 21, 22-year-olds aren't as interested right now. You have someone like me that's in his mid-30s now. I have a 3-year-old. I've been dying to take my daughter down. But then what ends up happening, it's 101 degrees outside.
Yeah.
I can't I can't even be like, and I'm like, I have a 3-year-old daughter. She's not going to sit around in 101 degrees to watch a Phillies game.
No. Yeah, nobody
On the other side, like I said, the younger kids, they're not as interested. It's not as fast-paced as a sport as, say, basketball, football. So they're not, their interest level isn't as high.
Yeah. So can we be in trouble moving into the next generation if young people aren't in love with baseball enough right now to watch it or even play it after a certain age?
Yes.
Well, they are the ones that have to keep the game growing moving forward, right?
Yes, yes.
We're in trouble?
Right. Sean, good call, man. You win some tickets. Hang on a second. I see, here's the thing. Like, all the talk about, well, they need to change this, they need to change that. You can't change the game itself.
Yeah, you can't, yeah.
You can try to tinker
with some things. You can tinker with, yeah.
Baseball's going to be baseball.
It is. It's the way it's played. Yeah, it's not much. You can't make baseball football or basketball. Like, so even tinkering with it, it's still not going to give you what you're ultimately wanting, is, which is a microwave game. You want a game that's that's filled with action.
Unless you made significant changes. Like,
right.
7 innings.
Well, then you make a mockery of the game.
Right,
yeah.
Which I don't want.
Yeah, baseball people aren't going to. They would hate that.
I like baseball how it is. Now, I know that I'm a dying breed with some of the younger people. All right, so check it out. I actually didn't delete it. Look, November 2nd, 2017.
You had to show me that.
Look, I have 3 pictures of GameCat.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
I got to delete these right
I can't
now.
Even unsee that, man. Golly. That's...
Yeah, but I mean, that was our, when he gets hired, that's our manager.
It looks good. Like, looks good, though.
Looks better than I do without my shirt on.
Looks better than me, too, for that matter.
That's for sure. Leland in Wilmington, Delaware. Leland, how you doing?
What's up, Leland?
I'm doing fine. Gentlemen, how are you both this afternoon?
Excellent.
Man, it's Friday. We're great.
Yes, sir.
Good. I wanted to talk about this free agent frenzy going on in the NBA and the Sixers. Are they going to make a move? I go after Jimmy Butler. That's just how I feel. If he wants to leave there because the young talent there doesn't seem to care about winning, hey, man, I think he should take a flight and come to Philadelphia.
What are we giving up for Jimmy Butler?
Anybody you can and everybody you need to.
Well, you know, I don't know about that.
Give up what you got to give up, but don't give up them too. Young guys that you got, man, because those guys want to win, and they're hungry.
All right, so I'll be more specific. Ike, would you trade Dario for Jimmy Butler?
Yeah.
You would? Really?
Yeah.
Put that up on Twitter, Ben. That's a really interesting question.
Yeah.
He makes him better.
Yeah, he does.
He gives them something they need, which is a guy that wants to score.
And he's a defender.
Would they do that? Yeah, no.
He's on a one-year deal, too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's
but I think he has the ability to opt into a deal. He comes here.
It's a good call, Leland.
He comes here. Who says he doesn't love playing here in Philadelphia? Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons.
Yeah, but isn't this 2 straight years and teams of...
Moving on.
Essentially, they want him out, right?
Yeah.
All right,
this is, I think he wants out.
Yeah, the feeling might be mutual. He's making...
Oh, yeah.
He's making almost 19 this year, and then he's got the option. I don't know if it's the team option. He's got an option at almost 20 next year. So you'd have to trade more than Dario. You'd have to move some salaries as well. Maybe just because Rocco's making a lot of salary. I don't know if you want to give him up too.
Well, you may have to. No, I want to give him up. So yeah, I would throw Rocco in there too.
Little TLC.
Oh, yeah.
TLC's not going to be on the
team.
Yeah, they're
going to wind up cutting him anyway. So, yeah, you may as well throw him in there.
That's got to be $2, $3 million the contract,
yeah,
right?
He was a first-round pick.
All
right. He was a first-round pick, wasn't he?
Jimmy Butler for Dario. Yeah, the TLC was bottom of the first round.
Yeah.
Indeed. And I mean, Furkan.
Right now, unless you're getting Kevin Durant or LeBron James, this fan base that won't trade Dario for anybody.
Ben? Yeah.
I'll be interested to see what the poll looks like because they love Dario. I mean, I love Dario too, but
think of the lineup.
There is a ceiling on what he is as a player.
Yeah, there is.
He's not an all-star player.
No, he's not. No, he's kind of is what he is. He's a good starter.
Yeah.
So you have Butler, Simmons, Redick, Fultz coming off the bench, Rocco, and Joe.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
some interchangeable parts.
I can roll with that.
You don't have a butler. I mean, you really, you kind of need that guy, right?
Yeah. We need somebody.
See, originally, I was like, I don't want anything to do with Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler, yeah.
But the more you think about it.
Me too. Listen, it's not Kawhi, so I've never been a big Jimmy Butler fan. But, I mean, hell, if he's on the market, I'm calling to see what they want for him.
Yeah, well, you know what? It seems like whoever's been calling the shots here in free agency's done a pretty damn good job.
Yeah.
Considering they got the draft pick out of Miami. They signed guys that they paid like $17 million less for the same two guys they got last year, one-year contracts. Poll that I put up on if Kapler deserves legit credit for the success. I'm surprised. 89% say true. He does deserve it.
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
All right.
Kapler love out there.
All right. I think you're being fair if you give him credit. Right. Tom in Bucks County. Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's
great
up,
show.
Buddy?
What up, Tom?
Thank you.
So the issue with the Phillies is I just feel like this year caught us completely off guard. I mean, with the rest of the division being as terrible as it is and these young players coming up, being a Philadelphia fan, we love our players. We invest in our players and we'll destroy them when they're not doing well. Like a couple of callers ago said, we just really don't know what we have. We don't appreciate what we have either. So, you know, keep up the great run, keep up the – it kills me to say this, but – pretty good coaching, and just run with it, get to the playoffs, let us have a taste, and then that way we can really bite into what we have. Because nobody loved Chase Utley or Shane Victorino or Jason Worth right when they got here. It took a while to watch them to develop.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah. Then he came in, embraced them, and then just took it and run.
All right. Well, I mean, I think you're right, but it'll be interesting to see what happens come August. Because if the team's still winning, even if there's not the personality and the home run hitters and the reason to come down, they're still winning, right?
Yeah.
We all like winning, right?
Oh, for sure.
Looks like we have some. Is this new news that's out there, or I'm gonna say I'm gonna say breaking news, Ben? If you want to hit it right here, Tony Parker agrees to a contract.
Yeah.
With the Hornets.
With the Hornets.
After 17 seasons with the Spurs, Parker agrees to a contract to join the Charlotte Hornets, according to Shams.
Michael Jordan finally signing somebody. He's only 40 years old, though.
Yeah, five years too late.
2-year deal.
2 years, $10
million. Oh, hold up.
36. He's 36.
Something just went off of my head. The Spurs let Tony Parker go?
I had no idea. That wasn't even being talked about.
So, now hold up now. Could they be making headway with Kawhi? Is this a move to appease Kawhi Leonard?
Get him out of there?
No. Yeah, get Tony Parker out of there.
Out.
One of the guys who called him out.
Yep.
You know?
Ooh. Oh.
What if they cleared the if they get rid of Ginobili next, then I know they're making headway with Kawhi Leonard.
Well, I mean, they brought in Bellinelli. I don't know if he's just – they need guys to play and to score points. But maybe this is just they recognize that they're in full rebuild mode. And you're not going to sign a guy that even though he's been multiple-time champion with, you're not going to re-sign him.
Who? Tony Parker?
Yeah.
Dude, first of all, they held on to Tim Duncan about 2 years too long.
They did.
He was done. Manu Ginobili should have been out of the league 2 years ago. He's done.
He's done.
Hey, let Tony Parker go to Charlotte? I mean, Tony Parker won, what, three four, titles? Four.
Four
titles?
Four.
Finals MVP?
Yep. He averaged fewer than 20 minutes per game last season.
Man.
Yep. I don't know. I don't know. It's interesting.
Like, the Spurs don't have a ton of iconic players. You got Iceman. You got David Robinson. You got Tim Duncan.
Dunk, yep.
You got Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker. And Kawhi Leonard, who just ruined his
he's no longer.
Yeah, your jersey's not going up next to those guys in the Raptors, buddy.
No. No, you're out.
Yeah, after this mess you done caused. Yeah. They're not going to put you up in the Raptors. But Tony Parker's number 9 is going up in the Raptors.
Yeah. Yeah, four titles, six-time All-Star.
Dude, the Spurs retired Bruce Bowen's number.
Are you serious?
Bruce Bowen had to be
His
shocked.
His number's retired?
The Spurs retired Bruce Bowen's number, bro. Bruce Bowen is a step. Hold on, I'm going to go two steps above Rocco.
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. Bruce Bowen was a real defender. Well, y'all try to tell me Rocco's an all-league defender.
Real defender, and the one thing that he did well
he guarded players.
Well, he became a good three-point shooter, too. Mm-hmm.
Which that little corner shot.
Yep, the corner shot.
Little corner, eight ball, the corner shot. Look at that. Dude, look at that.
Avery Bradley. Or Avery
Johnson. Oh, Avery Johnson, yeah. Oh, yeah, they retired Avery. Oh, they just down there retiring everybody.
I can't take that seriously.
They retired.
Sean Elliott.
That was one of their great players, too.
He averaged 14 points a game.
Yeah, I think they just retired every good player that played for them.
Sixers are going to retire Hersey Hawkins?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, come on, man. Bobby Jones' number's retired. Mm-hmm. And for being a guy that was a more or less a bench player and a very good bench player, I always looked at it and been like, yeah, I understand why you retired it, but it still felt a little different than the other guys.
Yeah.
But if you're retiring Sean Elliott, Bobby Jones, come on down, man.
Bruce Bowen.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494.
I didn't think my high school retired my number, man. Bruce Bowen done got his number retired. What the hell?
That's ridiculous. I'm sorry. That's ridiculous. I like Bruce Bowen.
I'm gonna tell you, if I was 6'6", I could have been Bruce Bowen.
Yeah.
See, there's certain players I know I could have been. I could have been better than Eric Snow.
I think you are better than Eric Snow.
Yeah. Who else? what's the Reggie Evans? Remember Reggie Evans?
With the junk grabber.
Yes, that's all he did.
Squeeze testicles.
If I could have just been 6'8", man, I could have played in the NBA.
Oh, you could have.
Yeah, some of these dudes, man. Come on, man.
And you think about the cash you could have made as a role player.
Bruce Bowen made good money.
Yes, he did.
Out there stepping under people, causing them to roll their ankles.
He was dirty. He cut people. He bridged people. Bruce Bowen.
Play with us.
Yeah, no, he's a good player. He's a good player.
I'm just messing with him. He turned himself into a pretty good player. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.